All right, folks, welcome back to Tap Out of Overstimulation. I'm your host, Jay Carter, and let me tell you, today's topic is going to hit home hard. We're diving deep into something that feels more important than ever, building healthy relationships through active listening. You know those moments when you feel truly heard? That connection that runs deeper than just words exchanged? That's what we're talking about today, how to create more of those magical moments in your everyday interactions. Ever felt like you were just waiting for your turn to speak in a conversation instead of truly engaging with the other person? Yeah, me too. It happens all the time. But I'm here to tell you, active listening isn't about passively absorbing words. It's an art form, a superpower that can transform your relationships. So buckle up, because we're breaking down 5 key takeaways that will seriously level up your communication game. First up, be present. I mean, truly present. Put down the phone, shut off those mental distractions, and focus on the person in front of you. You know that feeling when someone is talking to you, but you're lost in thought about your grocery list or what you're going to have for dinner? Yeah, not ideal. Active listening means giving your full attention, body language, eye contact, the whole shebang. It shows respect and lets the other person know they're valued. Next, listen to understand, not just to respond. This is a game changer. We often fall into the trap of formulating our response while the other person is still talking. But active listening is about genuinely trying to grasp their perspective, their emotions, their needs. It's about building bridges of understanding, not just waiting for your turn to talk. Now, ask clarifying questions. Don't be afraid to dig deeper. Instead of making assumptions, ask open-ended questions that encourage the other person to elaborate. Can you tell me more about that? Or, what was it like when? These little gems can spark powerful conversations and lead to deeper connections. Fourth, reflect back what you hear. Summarize their key points in your own words to show that you're actively listening and processing their message. This not only confirms your understanding, but also lets the speaker know you're truly paying attention. It's like saying, "I hear you loud and clear." And finally, practice empathy. Put yourself in their shoes. Try to understand their feelings, even if you don't agree with their perspective. Active listening is about creating a safe space where people feel comfortable sharing their thoughts and emotions without judgment. Remember, everyone has a story, and sometimes all they need is a patient ear to truly be heard. All right, let me paint you a picture. Imagine your best friend calls you up, completely stressed about a big project at work. They're rambling about deadlines, expectations, and the overwhelming feeling of being in over their head. You know how it feels when someone just needs to vent, that pressure valve moment. Now, imagine responding with your usual, "Oh, I know exactly how you feel," or offering unsolicited advice. See, we've all been there. But let's try a different approach. With active listening, you truly listen to their concerns, ask clarifying questions like, "What feels most overwhelming about this project?" Or, "What kind of support would be helpful right now?" You'd reflect back what you hear, validating their feelings and showing them that you understand. And, instead of jumping in with solutions, you'd offer genuine encouragement and support, letting them know you're there for them no matter what. That's the magic of active listening. It transforms a simple conversation into a powerful moment of connection. So, remember these key takeaways. Be present, listen to understand, ask clarifying questions, reflect back what you hear, and practice empathy. These aren't just words, they're tools that can strengthen your relationships, build trust, and create deeper connections in your everyday life. Now, go out there and make those magic moments happen. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little active listening boost. Until next time, keep tapping out of overstimulation and tuning into the real connections that matter most.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.